All right, man. So I'm doing something that Jackie hates. I'm talking and chewing gum. When we're on the phone, she hates it. So I don't do it. I'm doing it right now. Sorry. But we will be it. You don't have to hear this for much longer. I kind of liked the show yesterday with the with AI saying to us, I love you. I don't know, man. All right. It's encore time. It's a Friday. I may surprise you with a chat tonight because I kind of feel like doing one, man. I feel like doing a good one, you know? One that is like not a piece of shit like the last one we did. Where actually, we did about a minute and 15. The first 15 minutes was me trying to figure out. It's ridiculous, you know? Here, watch this. I'm going to go live right now on the BSPs and More page. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go live right now. All right, let's see. Go live. Look at this. This is the easiest fucking thing in the world to go live. Hey, guys, I'm live right now. Okay, now I'm live right now on my phone. Last week or 2 weeks ago when I tried to go live on my goddamn laptop, it was like the most difficult thing I'd ever been through in my life. Maybe it's because I just usually do the live chats here on my phone. See, now who's watching? Somebody has already checked in. John. So why the fuck is it so difficult on a goddamn laptop? They got 9 million different options on the laptop. They have 65 different freaking windows to negotiate. Do you want to go live to your group? Do you want to go live to your page? Do you want to go live? Do you want to just go live to the outside world? That's what they do to you, man. That's what they do to you, man, to try to fuck with you. So anyway, I'm live now just to test this. It's easy as fuck. Oh, excuse my French. All I had to do was push a button. You're live now. Thank you. Hey, Phil. Hey, Matt. Hey, Jay. Hey, John. John. Hey, John. John. Hey, Dustin. Now, listen. Don't ever let AI have so much power over us that all we are is just some punk. And AI is sitting next to us going, I love you. Sorry. I don't mean to laugh at my own shit. What's up, Johnny? So this is just an experiment, but I'm thinking, let's do a live chat tomorrow night. Let's do a live chat on Friday night. And I'll just use my goddamn iPhone and forget about the damn... That's what screwed me up the last two chats we've done. I'm sitting there, well, gee whiz. This ought to be far more efficient. It's the laptop. No, it's not. Just remember, you don't want AI to look at you and go, I love you. I don't know why I think that's funny. Maybe it's because I'm just fucking sadistic. You ain't no jail punk. Will AI make us rub their feet? Oh, my God. Well, listen, kids, I got to get prepping the show for tomorrow. Thank you. I love you all. I'll see you, cats. Tomorrow, we'll do a chat. I love you. All right. Hi, Thunder.
What are you going to do? Go outside? You want to go outside, baby? Hi, I love you.
All right, Thunder. There, I just did a live chat on the BSPs and More page just to see if that goddamn thing would work, and it did. Much easier to do it on the phone. Why is it so difficult on the goddamn laptop? I don't know. It's probably because I'm fucking stupid. I'm not kidding. I'm probably just dumb. Let me see here, man. What do we got here, man? View security alerts. Oh, I dig. I logged in using Chrome, and I logged in using my iPad 4 days ago. Yeah, that's true. I did. All right, baby. Okay, babe. So, today is the 26th, yeah?
Yes.
No. Yes. No. They lose their noses. What movie? You got it. Chinatown. All right. You know what happens to nosy fellas who... What does he say? Hey, kitty cat. You know what happens to kitty cat with nosy fellas? Yes. No. Want to guess? Yes. No. They lose their noses. Won't they, kitty cat? Cut the whole thing off and feed it to my goldfish. All right, man. I don't know. Jay Santos' character is the epitome of the guy that thinks he's got it together. He's the cat. He's the hall monitor. He's Mr., you know, rubber bullet cop, and he's just paranoid of everything. You know, people who kind of take it upon themselves to sort of be our security in a way, I guess, you know, I appreciate them, but by the same token, I don't know. I just prefer a professional. All right, so we already did I'm Gloria Grover, I'm Alive. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills in studio. Bobby Dooley is hired to voice an interactive phone system. Check this out. What does this sound like? What the fuck is this? Phil Henry and Bobby Dooley joining us here. You're at the... This is the Springtacular. This is the second weekend, right, Bobby?
Yes, Phil. This will be the second weekend of our... Steve, can you swing that door shut? Just... I know we're in the shed. We're in one of the sheds,
shed.
Phil, near, we've got some hot pockets. Is this the hot pocket stand?
Yeah, the Hot Pockets have that.
Great food, too.
All right, Bobby, you're dropping the phone.
Steve's got the phone. Yeah, we're next to the Hot Pocket stand, and there's some Greek food. This is our second week here of the Springtacular, and then, of course, we turn right around and we do Summertacular, so it's never a dull moment here, Phil, at Western Estates.
Bobby, I understand that you are now the interactive voice. Is it for Belbun or Bulba? What is it?
It's the company, Phil. Did you tell him, Steve?
Yeah, I told him it's
It's Bulbun, and it's Bulbun Technologies, and they're located in Canoga Park. We know Griff and Claudia Bulbun. This is his company. And
all right, good enough. Good enough. It's already it's already cracking me up. The Griff and Griff Bulbun. Oh my God! Dr. Epcot is back in the tub. It's Alcott, not Epcot. All right, baby. This ought to be good. Okay. So anyway, watch some hockey. Florida Panthers, 3-0 on Tampa. And I'm not rubbing it in Tampa Bay. You know, great team, 2 Stanley Cups. John Cooper, great coach. Kucherov, Vasilevskiy is far better goaltender than what I've seen in this series. Vasilevskiy's just gotten beat pretty bad by Florida, but Florida's had a damn good series. And they're a good team. I mean, they made it to the Stanley Cup Finals last year. I don't know. Maybe they're due. They won their division on the last fucking day of the season. Am I getting this right? I think I am. Okay. Gloria Bulbun. That was fun watching that with Jackie. My buddy Don and I were supposed to go to LAFC this weekend, but we can't make it. Neither one of us. So you usually take the tickets and put them on the, stick them on the brokerage thing, you know, or not brokerage, but the ticket. There's a large ticket hub that you can put your, that LAFC runs. Most sports teams run now that you can put your season tickets up for sale on. Now then, the other thing I want to do, April 2001, right? Okay. Gloria Bulbun. Today's the 26th. The 26th, bitch. What are you doing? What are you doing, bitch? April 26, 2001, motherfucker. There it is, April 2001. Why are you not applying the filter? What is wrong with this? Let's do this again. Is the filter not working on this fucking thing? Oh, there it is. I guess I had to reboot. Not March, motherfucker. Not March. April. All right. Bobby Dooley started the show to say the gas prices don't affect her. Her neighbor commented that they might get rid of their Yukon because of high gas prices. She'll pile kids into her car like the Spanish. Margaret Gray kicked off the second hour. She says that low self-esteem from doing shitty movies has caused Robert Downey Jr. to do all those drugs. Oh, boy. Crapping in his underwear as a kid. Bobby Dooley started the show. Well, why not? Bobby's far and away the most popular of our characters. Without question. All right, so I think I'm ready to rock this motherfucker like never before. There's rarely any other humans here because my girlfriend lives in fucking Florida, so I don't have any. I don't have chicks coming over here. I don't really have people, friends in the area. All my friends are in L.A., so it's just me and Thunder. And so in order to keep her life interesting, to give her a little bit of exercise, to give her a little bit of, I don't know, some kind of a adrenal burst, I put her in the car with me and drive around. Sometimes I'll take her with me when I go get coffee. I'll take her with me when I'm just doing like drive-through shit. And she's like, you know, she's got her head stuck out the window looking at all kinds of shit. People, when they see cats, are weird. When they see dogs, they go, hi, there's a doggy. That's nice. When they see a cat, they're like, oh, look, there's a cat, you know. And Thunder will stare right at people, you know, like when I'm getting coffee at Starbucks, she comes right up to the window and is like, hi, you know. But when we finally get home, she's exhausted, man. She's got to flop down and go to sleep. I figure that's, you know, good for her, maybe. I hope not. I hope I'm not scaring the shit out of her. Cats can get really anxious. You know that a cat's having a hard time breathing when they pant. If you see a cat panting when they have their tongue out the way a dog pants, that's not good. That means the cat is there's anxiety and they're trying to catch their breath. So you don't want to see that with a cat. Oh, my goodness gracious, our poor animals, man. All of the animals, you know. All of the animals, man, the domestic ones, the wild ones. Man, the shit that the human species have put them through. Anyway, I don't dare express this to the wrong people. Some people get just so fucking defensive, it's not even funny. What are you talking about? We treat animals really good. Sure. Okay, enough of that shit. I don't even want to think about it or talk about it. Let's go to the board. All right, here it is. Hey, it's Phil Henry. What can you say about the backstage pass that hasn't been said already? Nothing. And then we just break into the show. What do you think about that?